differences. It's easy to believe that relationships can be as disposable, replaceable, and upgradable as everything else. Given the tenor of the times, it's clear to see why some of us are nervous about how much we should be investing in the future of relationships in general, or one relationship in particular. We behave accordingly. In our personal lives, too, often we find ourselves creating distance between ourselves and our partners. We construct extraordinary barriers and create complicated situations so that we'll never be truly vulnerable. The reasons why we do this are fairly obvious. To commit ourselves to the act of loving means that we are committing ourselves to a potentially risky situation in which our tender hearts might be hurt. And of course, to commit to another person also brings with it another kind of risk, getting stuck in a relationship that we might later regret. Yet, as many of us have discovered, running away from love always brings us back to the same old place. That's also frightening. We ask ourselves, what will happen if we are not capable of making a genuine, loving commitment? Will we be living the kinds of lives we say we want? This question reflects one of the great conundrums of human existence. To love another is to be exposed to the possibility of all the complicated stuff, messy as well as wonderful, that can happen between two people.